18-day walk spans 252 miles on Highway 13 from Butternut to Madison. Superior School Board member Christina Kintop says these walkers have a message about school financing reform in each step.
They're protesting that the government, the legislators, need to look at making it a more fair and equitable system. There are districts in the southern part of the state that spend, you know, $12,000-$13,000 per pupil, where there's districts in some of the poorer areas that spend $6,800 to $7,200 per student, per pupil. So the walk was designed to just bring some awareness to this inequity.
Walk organizer Terry Hansen says this is the fourth Walk on the Child side. The last one was in 2001. Hansen says this year's walk is bigger than ever. On the first day, there were 150 people. The next day, there were 20, then back up to 60 people on the third. She says no one will walk the entire distance, but some will come close.
Here in Wisconsin, we're very friendly people, and many people wave or honk. In fact, we've even had people stop either to find out if we need help or to find out, you know, what we're doing and why we're walking, and they're always very interested, and almost everyone is very supportive of the effort for funding for schools.
Kintop says the message at the rally of equal funding for all students is important for her northern district.
We in Superior have lost many, many programs. Our children currently only get a half hour of art and music a week. Gym classes in the elementary level are down to 2 days a week. There have been many teaching positions cut. After school activities have been cut. And it looks like, you know, those cuts could go on and on and on unless something is drastically changed with how they fund the districts across the state.
The walk will culminate in a rally in Madison on June 24th. In Superior, Kate Houlihan, Wisconsin Public Radio.